email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And Francis sends an email to ray@rte.ie. Where is my little baby calf? That's who I produce my milk for. Ah, yes, that's what's going through the brain, the mind of a cow. I was thinking, when will Sharon Shannon play us another tune? Remember that brilliant piece of viral video where Sharon was on the way from Waterford to Cork on the N25 and she spotted a field full of cows and she pulled up and she sat up on the fence and she played her concertina or her squeeze box for the cows and they all gathered round and seemed to enjoy it. So there are cows on the N25 going, I wonder will Sharon Shannon do one of those impromptu gigs again for us. Now, the Folly Festival takes place this weekend, the beautiful intimate venue of Nancy's Yard, which is beneath the towering ruins of the historic Cullahill Castle in County Laois. And it's not just about music, you can also learn all about local culinary delights with one of Ireland's most beloved chefs, Rory O'Connell. And Rory has come into our Cork studio. Hello, Rory.
Hi, Ray. Lovely to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, did you ever see that video of Sharon Shannon playing music to the cows on the N25?
I didn't, I'm afraid to say so.
You missed that one.
No, I missed that one. I'm useless to you there.
So the Folly Festival, you're originally from Laois or
I'm from Cullahill originally. The village where the festival is taking place. I was brought up there. We lived in the village. At that time, when I was living there, Cullahill was on the main Dublin-Cork road.
It was a dip
in the road.
I know where you are there.
Exactly. So we had a very happy, carefree childhood there.
Yes.
And then at some point or other, I moved to Cork, but I have fantastic memories.
Yes.
And when I go back to Cullahill, even though my home is in Cork, going to Cullahill also feels like going home, if you know what I mean.
Yes. There was a phone box there, wasn't there?
There was a phone box and there was also a regular Garda speed checkpoint there as well.
Right.
That was at the time.
Yeah.
That was one of Cullahill's claim to fame. But now it's got many, many strings to its bow. It's amazing. It's an amazing local community who organised this festival and all the proceeds are for the local community.
Brilliant.
And the setting is so beautiful. It's behind this beautiful Irish old tower house castle within the sort of the part of the festival within the walls of the castle area called Nancy's Yard. It's really a joy, the whole thing.
And it's food and music and what else?
It's food and music and gardening. I'll be giving a cookery demonstration at 2 o'clock on Saturday where I'll be celebrating as many local Laois products as possible.
Right.
And there are many. Hopefully there'll be more in the future, but there are many. So, and then after the cookery demonstration, I'll be talking to two brilliant gardeners, Tangi from the Dunmore Country School, and then also Fionnuala Fallon, who writes every Saturday in the Irish Times about growing your own plants, your own flowers and all the rest of us. So we'll have great chats about, not just about cooking, but also about growing and producing foods.
And Tango, I got to mention recently because we had Shirley Lanigan in about the open gardens of Ireland.
Yes.
And she was singing the praises of the Dunmore Country School, and that's.
Yeah, well, both of them are inspirational growers and have so much information to share. And, you know, I mean, growing your own flowers, it's a no-brainer, is it really? And growing your own food, even more so. And as the world changes, the world we're in, a bit of uncertainty about food perhaps coming from the other parts of the world, food security, any few little bits and pieces that you can grow yourself would be an advantage. Actually, I remember when I was very, very young, many years ago, helping the local schoolmaster in the school in Cullahill, when we're at National School, to plant potatoes. So we learned how to plant and sow potatoes, more correctly, I think is the word, when we were about 7 or 8. I think they were for the delectation of the wonderful schoolmaster, not for us, the students.
When are we going to get the new potatoes, Rory?
They're here. You need to come to Cork, right?
Right, no, but that lovely, you might explain this to me, but I have this lovely memory of the new potatoes, right? You cut them in half because they're small enough. Then on the top of your fork, you put some butter and then a bit of salt, and there's this lovely, almost metallic taste. Is there? No.
I have never noticed the metallic taste.
Right.
I wonder, was that from the type of fork you were using? But anyway, I agree with you. It's one of the tastes of the year, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yes,
it is. After a few weeks when the new potatoes start to get a little bit floury and they absorb the butter.
Yes, delicious.
And nowadays, Ray, you could be putting Irish-made salt, not to mention Irish-made
butter.
Where
is that made?
Well, all around the country is great salt being made. In Dingle is great salt being made up in the northwest. In Achill Island, which recently got a specific award from the EU saying that this was Achill Island salt, could only be made on Achill Island, and various other places around the country. It's an old tradition there is of making sea salt in Ireland.
Okay, Rory, is salt not just salt?
The salt and salt in it, as the expression goes, right?
No, is salt just not, all salt not taste the same?
No, there are slight subtleties, and certainly in terms of texture,
right,
whether it's rock salt or sea salt or fine salt or coarse salt. And some salts for me are slightly sweeter than others,
right,
and some are more salty than others, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Yeah. What are you going to be cooking on Saturday at the Folly Festival?
I'll be cooking an omelette, which doesn't sound very, very exotic. However, if you put Gary Hinch exotic mushrooms into it, which are a wonderful Laois product, well, then you can make it into something amazing. By the way, you can make an omelette, you can feed yourself perfectly. It's a wonderful food.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And so much variety there. You can throw anything into it, nearly.
Absolutely. And then I'll take some Laois lamb and make little lamb koftas, which I'll scatter over a salad with a buttermilk dressing and some roast hazelnuts. Hazelnuts are being cultivated in Laois again, by the way.
Right.
Hazelnut oil is being made in Laois. And then a little chilli oil. And you could be growing your chilies, by the way, on your windowsill. We should never be importing a single chilli into this country, because we have windowsills and we can grow chilies.
Right, we should be doing that. Okay.
And then I'm going to do a lovely, very simple, old-fashioned kind of an emotional sort of a sponge cake and pile up lots and lots of just summer berries, Ray.
Oh, lovely.
Strawberries, raspberries, and then a little...
Fresh cream, no?
Undoubtedly fresh cream.
Yes,
because our cream is so good in this country.
Yeah.
And then a few basil leaves, lemon basil. And a few leaves of lemon basil on top. And that's the ace in the pack there. That just takes a beautiful, simple, old-fashioned cake and brings it right up to date and makes it seem contemporary.
Rory, which is your favourite berry?
Whichever one is in season at a particular time of the year.
But they're all in season now, the blackberries and the raspberries
and the
strawberries.
Gooseberries I've hardly known nowadays. I mean, a lot of gardens used to have gooseberry bushes in them, and they take the hands off you when you're trying to...
Yeah, my grandmother had a gooseberry bush.
Oh, they were fantastic. I love gooseberries.
And then gooseberry jam.
Gooseberry jam or a gooseberry tart, or they combine brilliantly with wild elderflower, which is also in season at the moment. And those two, that's one of the best tastes of the year, if you ask me.
Is it?
But yeah, it is, absolutely. But I love waiting for the Irish strawberries, Ray, and equally for the Irish raspberries. But the ones and the flavour is so good.
There's a bit of foraging going on, is there, at the Folly Festival?
There is foraging going on Saturday at 1 o'clock. The event is called Stroll in a Country Lane with Mary Bulfin, who's a really highly regarded forager, and she'll be taking people out and around in Colahill to see what wild food is available.
You have to be careful on that, don't you? Because
you do. You do.
Particularly with mushrooms, because some of them are poisonous.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you're going out to pick mushrooms, the field mushroom is easy to recognise, the old fashioned field mushroom that a lot of people would pick. But anything other than that, you need an expert with
you
you build up the knowledge yourself.
Now,
but the countryside is full of delicious wild food, Ray.
You're an expert, right? So at the moment, right, I'm home alone, right? So of an evening, I'm cooking for one.
Yes.
So I want something that's tasty, convenient, nutritious, all of those
of
things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'd say the aforementioned omelette.
Okay.
Yeah. You were a bit sniffy about that earlier on.
No, I cook an omelette. I'm never fully satisfied.
All right. Well, what about a couple of lamb chops?
Lamb chops, yeah.
Yeah, lamb chops are great.
I did mackerel the other night now.
Oh, yeah, I love mackerel. It's one of my favourite fish. We get, not as much of it as we used to get,
I wasn't happy with the way I cooked it. I grilled it.
Okay,
What should I do with it?
Couple of really important things. You could also just cook it on a pan, a heavy cast iron pan, or even a nonstick pan. So dry the fish before you do anything.
Yeah.
Dip it in seasoned flour, a little bit of flour with salt and pepper.
Right.
And then put a little bit of olive oil or butter onto the skin side.
Yes.
Heat your pan, get your pan really good and hot, and put it onto the pan skin side down. And let it cook really well on that side until it gets lots of lovely colour.
And it's crispy.
And then, Ray, just turn it over onto the other side just for about a minute. just to finish it cooking. So do most of your cooking on the skin side. And if you had, I mean, that's a wonderful fish. And, you know, I'd say at the moment, with Irish tomatoes are getting very good.
This is what I did. I had this years ago in Spain, right?
Yeah.
Beef tomatoes sliced across, sweet onions.
Lovely.
And then just salt, pepper and a bit of thyme and olive oil.
Delicious.
Yeah. And what I did is I put it in the oven just to take the coldness out of it.
Right.
Sometimes if you put, you know, hot food on, it just doesn't work. Anyway.
Yeah.
So the only thing I got wrong in that was the cooking of the mackerel.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to that.
But can I just say again, this sounds like it's not important, but drying the fish. Dab the fish dry. That makes a huge difference. When you're cooking any kind of meat or fish or poultry on a pan or in a vegetable, dab the fish dry, then introduce your fat and off you go.
And they're great value for money and they're nutritious. All the omega-3 oils, all the good stuff is in mackerel.
I'd eat a mackerel every day of the year if I could get it. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
You know, another thing, which is a cheat, but if you get the peppered mackerel, right, you know, the smoked pepper mackerel.
Yes,
then you char grill some spring onions.
Yes.
And then use them as a bed and then you put the mackerel on top and then you poach an egg and put that on top and...
Yeah, sounds fantastic. I mean, spring onions are scallions, most of which, by the way, that are going into the country are imported, which is kind of a scandal.
Is it? Are they imported?
Well, the vast majority of them would be imported. And because Irish growers have stopped growing spring onions because they are not being given the price they deserve to get for growing them.
Yes, yes.
And spring onions are an incredibly useful crop. And you know the way, Ray, sometimes people say they can't cook vegetables. You can. You get the onions, you put a bit of olive oil on them, you put them in the oven, you forget about them for 15 minutes,
and they're
bit
done.
Of salt and pepper, they're and they're done, and they are fantastic, just like you spoke about there a moment ago.
We've the omelette, we've the mackerel, then we've smoked. We've 3 days covered anyway, Rory. We'll have you back on next week for the other 2 days.
Yeah, but a couple of roast chicken legs as well. Yeah, also, always
the Folly Festival happens this weekend in Nancy's yard beneath the towering ruins of the historic Cullahill Castle in County Leash, and Rory O'Connell will be there, and other gardeners will be there. There'll be walks, there'll be foraging, and there will be music, and it's lovely, and it's going to help the local community. Rory, thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thanks for your time. You, Ray.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye now. Bye bye. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.